Thank you very much for that nice introduction. So we're all on a journey, you know, our spiritual journey. It's a classic metaphor for your faith walk. This spring, as Doug said, I went 5 weeks walking almost 500 miles across the path in Spain, one that has really deep Christian roots. It's the Camino de Santiago, or the Way of St. James. So I began walking on the path at the French-Spanish border, Saint-Jean-Pied-de-Port, and went on across northern Spain to Santiago. So I was traveling in the footsteps of pilgrims that have been doing this walk for over 1,000 years. So it's not something that just sprung up recently. The origins were in the 9th century when Christians began traveling there to Santiago to venerate the remains of the Apostle St. James the Greater. He was the brother of the Apostle John. By tradition, St. James or Santiago preached in the gospel in Spain for some number of years. He returned to Jerusalem, where he was beheaded for his faith by Herod Agrippa. By legend, he was the first apostle to actually die. As Doug said, his remains were returned to Spain, buried at Compostela at the end of the Camino. St. James was the patron saint of those Christians who fought in the Reconquista, which is the effort, the war that Christians undertook to recapture Spain for the faith from the Moors, the Muslims from North Africa. There is a biblical reference to Christianity in Spain, in specifically Romans chapter 15, verse 24, where Paul says, "I desire, as I have for many years, to come to you when I go to Spain, for I do hope to see you on my journey and to send and to be sent on by you once I have enjoyed your company a little while." So he was on his way to Spain, stopped off in Rome to, with the Romans. So why did I specifically undertake this? I wanted to discover and understand a little more deeply my Christian heritage, test and strengthen my faith in both a physical and a spiritual way. I also wanted to sort of simplify my life. When you're on the Camino, it's pretty basic. You get up, you walk, you sleep, you get up, you walk. So it's a way to kind of quiet your life and focus on what God has to say for you. I also wanted to meet other pilgrims. There are people there from all over the world, from New Zealand, Uruguay, all over Europe, Canada. It was amazing. See the beauty of God's world up close as you're traveling along. It's a great way to appreciate what God's created for you. I also had watched the movie The Way with Martin Sheen as he starred in that movie. If you haven't seen it, I really recommend it. It's a great way to understand the Camino. And finally, I lived in France for 5 years, and I visited a lot of cathedrals, monasteries, and abbeys, and there were a lot of references to the Chemin de Saint-Jacques de Compostela, which is the French word for the way. So there are feeder paths from France that go to the border of Spain where I started. So what's it like? Camino is mostly a dirt gravel path through rural Spain. You're going to walk past farms, dairies, vineyards, wheat fields, olive groves, forest. You're going to stay in hostels, or abrigé is another name. These little hostels are run by churches or monasteries, towns, families. And there it's pretty basic. You get a bunk bed, you have access to a bathroom, and you'll probably get a breakfast. A lot of the places I stayed, there was the possibility to go to a pilgrim's mass at a chapel or a local church. I like doing that, even though the service was in Spanish and it was a mass, which I don't understand real well, but still the spiritual sense was there, the being one with the rest of your pilgrims. So a typical pilgrim just carries your stuff on a backpack. So I had about 22 pounds. It was just my clothes and the supplies I needed. I didn't have to carry food or cooking stuff, which is a little easier than something like the Appalachian Trail where you have to carry everything. So most pilgrims, and I included, had a sea cell fixed on their pack somewhere. I brought one from here at Wrightsville Beach to kind of remind me of where I had started and where I was going back to. So I walked most of the time about 15 miles a day, which was equated to about 6 or 8 hours. So you're not walking real fast, but you're out there for a while. I want to share this prayer from the Codex de Calixtinus, which is an early Camino travel guide. Rick Steve wasn't the first guy to write travel guides. This one is from the 12th century. So I like to pray this every day, and I find it really kind of encapsulates or summarizes my faith and my relationship with Christ. And the prayer goes, O God, who brought your servant Abraham out of the land of the Chaldeans, protecting him in his wanderings, who guided the Hebrew people across the desert, I ask that you watch over me, your servant, as I walk in the love of your name to Santiago de Compostela. Be my companion on the walk, my guide at the crossroads, my breath in my weariness, my protection in danger, my abrigo on the Camino, my shade in the heat, my light in the darkness, my consolation in my discouragement, and my strength in my intentions, so that with your guidance I may arrive safely at the end of the road, enriched with grace and virtue, and I can return safely to my home filled with joy. In the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, amen. Apostle Santiago, pray for us. Santa Maria, pray for us. So you can see the, or hear the Catholic roots of that prayer. All the people so what did I really come away with? The most amazing part were all the people that you met from all over the world, and just the sense of community that one gains in walking with all your other pilgrims. Not everybody was there for Christian reasons, but they were there for spiritual or even more physical reasons, but they were there for the community that one has when you walk along together. And I also found it was great for kind of quieting my mind when I pray. So it was a way to be sort of walled away from a lot of distractions in life. So in summary, I was really thankful that I was able to do this, renew my faith, and it gave me sort of a better plan for listening to what Christ has to say to me. I also want to thank this church for all the prayers that undergirded my effort, and especially my brothers in Christ in the Thursday morning Bible study who prayed for me. And finally, I was very thankful my wife, Carol, wanted to encourage me to go do this. So thank you very much.